Welcome to another message of hope from Gateway Family Church. For more information or to contact us, please visit gateway.asn.au.
Amen. Good morning. Oh, that's a weak good morning. Good morning. That's it. Welcome to any guests here today. I met Alan, and Alan's dropped in from Perth. You can pick him out. He's shivering. So look for the shivering one. Make sure you say g'day to Alan. And also to our podcast guests and our guests out in the parents' lands, a special welcome to you this morning too. We start a series called The Change Game. And it reminded me of when I was being married only a few years and we had our little toddlers. Sally, my wife, decided out of the blue that we were going to play a game of squash on a Tuesday night. Now, that was a surprise in some ways because she grew up with three older brothers and she can kick a Sharon accurately 20 metre mark. After that, she goes off a bit. 20 metre mark, she can land a Sharon bullseye. So Sally says, we're going to play a game of squash. So her mum comes over, looks after the toddlers. We go off to the local squash court and play squash. Here we are. We get onto the court, ready to go. We've never played squash together before, so we're standing there. And this is back in the early 80s, so Sally's got on all the pink lycra, you know, all the stuff they wore back. It's a fair of force. So she's lined up. We're about to play squash. Just about to start playing, and she looks and points the racket at me. She goes, now, don't change your game. She said, don't patronise me, and don't go soft on me because I'm a woman. So you just play normal. I'm going, she said, no, don't change your game. Okay. We play. 5 minutes into the game. 5 minutes into this game. Here we are on a cold winter's night playing squash. 5 minutes into the game, she turns to me and she goes, if you whack me over the ear one more time, if you elbow me in the head, if you bump me one more time or knee me, so help me, I'll wrap this racket around your head. So I said, okay. She looked at me, she goes, no, seriously, you need to change your game. Change your game. We went off. We didn't even finish the first game. Went back home, had a cup of tea with her mum, never spoke about it again till now. So I know I'm going to cop it later. You know, in sport, there are winners and losers. That is sport. It's the right thing. Someone's got to win, and someone like all you Richmond supporters have to lose. Yeah. But relationships aren't meant to be like that. Relationships are supposed to be, in theory, win-win. But if we're honest with ourselves, many times our relationships are someone's going to win, someone's going to lose in our relationships. Who's been on a honeymoon? Who's had the expensive thing of a honeymoon? Here's a great thought for you. This is so deep. In the end, honeymoons end. How deep was that? Now, I want you to repeat it with me because this is very important. In the end, honeymoons end. You can keep that one. Because after the honeymoon, within the first 4 weeks, for those of you who are being honest here, will say, agree with me that 4 weeks after the honeymoon, within that time, you start to look at your partner. And you go, you're thinking to yourself, who in the hell are you? Who have I married? And then you think, you're not like me at all. You're thinking to yourself, because you'll get a squash racket around your head if you said it, but you're thinking, you really, really are different. Anyone relate to that? So, what happens then is, we play the change game. We think, you're so different, I'm going to change you towards what I want. But I'm going to do it in secret because that's the win of the game. That you don't know for the years and months and decades that I'm playing a change game on you because it's a secret. It's gone very quiet in here. And then the kids come along and we play the change game on our kids. We like to work on them a bit, but that never works. Kids do not like being worked on. That's parenting 101. I found out after 40 years of grandkids come along. But we do that. And as humorous as that is, it's a disaster. And it happens more than we would like to admit. And you see, in relationships, when you think about relationships and people, people can change. People can change. But people cannot change people. It's impossible. It's frustrating. It's stressful. And it is impossible. People cannot change people. That's not sustainable. People can choose to change. That's sustainable. Question. When have you felt like you've been worked on? Think of a time when you felt like you've been worked on. How did it make you feel? How did it make you feel? Talk to the person quietly next to you. Someone talk to my friend Alan from Perth and give him a hug because he's shivering there. So think of a time when you've been felt like you've been worked on. How did it make you feel? Talk to the person next to you. All right. On your outline there, we're about to work through a passage of Scripture where Paul is talking to some young Christians in a young church, and it's called Romans. Now, what's interesting then is, as I said the other week to us, until you allow yourself to emotionally go back into a passage and identify that they are really real flesh and blood people, in a period it's always just dry words to you. So I'm saying to you, emotionally go back to what Paul's on about. And the context, what Paul's on about that we're about to read together is this. The young church in Rome is full of young Christians, just like Gateway. Been going a period of time. We've only been going so many decades. So it's full of Christians. And Paul is talking to the church. And he's talking about, he's getting them to face up to, they're all playing the change game. And when we walk through this passage, you'll see what Paul's on about. He's saying, you know what? You're all so busy watching what each other is eating and deciding whether it's paleo or a hot dog or a hamburger or French fries and you're judging each other. He's also saying, you're deciding, is it Saturday night's the right time to worship? Is it Sunday the right time to worship? Is it the right clothes you're wearing? Are you talking to the right people? Because you should be doing everything that I'm doing. You should be doing what I do. Hamburgers, French fries, and pizza. If you're not doing that like me, there's something wrong with you. That was happening back then. And Paul's writing back to the young church that he loved. He'd fostered and encouraged. He's saying, guys, stop here and let's talk about the change game that we're all playing.
Romans 14, 1 through 13. Accept the one whose faith is weak without quarrelling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat the one with contempt, the one who does not. And the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another, and another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord, and whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me and every tongue will acknowledge God." So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of your brother or sister.
Thanks, Beth. Grab your outline and let's work this through. If we go back to the first couple of verses, there's a few things I want to point out that Paul's on about. Paul says, accept. He doesn't say manipulate. He doesn't say passively aggress. He doesn't say tolerate. He says accept. Accept in its fullest meaning, in its richest meaning. It's not a passive word. And over the years, I've read it as a passive word. And when I've understood the rich meaning of accept, it's totally changed things. Because accept means to draw people towards yourself, to bring them into your heart, to embrace them, to move towards them. It's actually a proactive action, Paul's saying, not a passive thing. He's saying accept. Very scary to do. The word weak. Weak is weak. And then I was reading where Paul was encouraging the young Christians in a young church in Thessalonica, and I was reading there where he says, almost in passing, oh, encourage the weak. And then I read various translations of that word, and when Paul is saying encourage the faith to the young Christian in Thessalonica, it says encourage the timid, encourage the faint-hearted, encourage those who've lost hope, encourage those who have lost courage, encourage those who are timid, encourage those who are feeble-minded. And then he says encourage those who are small-souled. And so remember, he's talking to the churches. So how dare we play the change game, Paul's saying right up front, where some of the people aren't even capable in your midst of changing to the way you want because they're tired. They've taken a battering from life. At this stage of their life, they're small-souled. There's someone this morning who's telling me that they've lost their wife in recent years. You know, that what an effect on your soul that you're trying to recover and grow that back up again. And Paul's saying, do not manipulate the weak. Another word there Paul uses in the next passage after that. Have a look at this. I hope you circle these words I'm pointing out to you. There's so many, but I'm only going to touch on three because of time. Twice in the overall passage, he mentions the word contempt. Circle the word contempt. Circle the word accept. Circle the word weak. And Paul says contempt twice throughout the whole passage. Contempt is a very, very strong word. Paul is saying, contempt is when you look at people and you devalue them. You think, with a Christian smile on your face, and me, I'm talking to myself too, I don't want to be harsh, because it's challenged me too, that we can look at people and, with a smile on our face, but we think they're less. We think they're worthless. A strong word there, as Paul says, is we regard them as despicable. So I'm smiling, but I'm thinking, because you don't do the things I do and you're not playing the change game the way I want, I actually think you're not worth much. You're not of any value. Paul is saying, don't you treat people, Mark, with contempt. Very strong words that we can pass over. Does that make sense? It makes sense. Now, I'm going to just walk us through some simple steps how we can change our game. Very, very simple steps. But in reflection during this week, these steps I'm about to roll out are the hardest steps to do. So much so that you'll probably be emotionally stirred up by some of these simple things I'm rolling out on your outline. Easy to fill in, but if you let the emotions and the Holy Spirit speak to you, very challenging, very challenging. So I'm just putting it out there. If you feel stirred afterward, that's good. I don't want you to feel condemned. I want you to feel like, oh, that one touched me. Then talk about it to someone. When you go out for lunch, over a coffee, chat about how it made you feel, because your emotions are part of who you are. It's hit me. Very simple steps, but very, very, very difficult to outwork in our lives if we're being real about it. First one is a good step towards changing your game of stop playing the change game is appraisal. Appraisal. How are you doing? Really? How am I doing really? And the test of that always is to find people who you trust, who aren't going to just answer the way you want, Mark, but they'll tell you and say, how am I doing? And I can guarantee you that I'm married to someone who'll tell me how I'm doing when I ask. And I've learned over the years not to be sooky about it and to go away and pout my lips, but actually just listen to what she's saying. So appraisal, how are you doing, really? Very, very challenging if you say to someone, do you think I play the change game a bit? Do you think I work on you a bit? Ask your children. And don't sit there ready to bite back at them, because you've got more power in that, because you own the house they're in. But actually sit down as an equal and let them talk to you and give you some feedback. Very, very powerful step. Very powerful, very challenging. Second one is choose to accept, not tolerate. Remember, the word accept is that proactive, allowing people into your heart. I've allowed many people into my heart over the decades as a Christian, countless. And there are times when they've ripped me to shreds emotionally. Now, do I just walk away, or do I say, okay, leave that with Jesus, you move forward? Yeah. Of course you do, because that's the Holy Spirit part of this. It says, Mark, keep accepting people. Wimps tolerate. You know, champs accept people, move towards people, embrace people. Does that make sense? Yeah. Difficult steps. These are difficult steps for us to do. Christianity is not a wussy faith, if you're fair dinkum. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the difficult part with that, choosing to accept. This is the part where I reckon it'll stir us up, because it stirred me up thinking about it. Choose to accept the spouse you have than the spouse you want. Choose to accept the spouse you have than the spouse you want. Choose to accept the kids you have than the kids you want. Parents, stop living vicariously through your kids. I've seen it time and time and time again, where we want to live our life through our kids' achievements and that, and we want to shape the kids to something. Choose to accept the kids God's given you than what you want. Kids, choose to accept the parent or parents you have than the parents you want. It's a choice. Choose to accept the siblings, neighbours, friends, workmates, teammates, fellow Christians that you have than the siblings, friends, neighbours, teammates, workmates, fellow Christians that you want. Because if that happened, none of you would be here. Because I want everyone to be perfect just like me. But I have to choose. Say, Lord, thank you. It's difficult to do, but it's the right way to do, Paul's saying. Here's a tough one. Choose to encourage people in their goals, not yours. If we have to talk about the change game, choose to encourage your spouse, your children, your friends, your fellow Christians, your workmates, towards their goals, not your goals, Mark. Which means there has to be a closeness there, and you get to know people and find out what's their dreams, what's their aspirations, and encourage them towards that. Again, I go back to as parents. I'm a grandparent a couple of times over now, so I've got a little bit of perspective, is that, you know, when the kids get old enough and they're starting to dream their dreams and think about their things, you know, choose to coach them towards that instead of what you think they may want to do. Does that make sense? Here's the next tough one. These are tough steps to follow if you authentically want to keep growing as a Christian. Exposure brings healing. Exposure brings healing. You see, what Paul's really saying is if you are playing the change game secretly and have been doing it for months and years and decades, and you're playing that game, there's something wounded in you. There's something broken in you. And your first step towards growth is to own up to that and expose yourself to someone you trust and say, hey, you know, there's some things in here I always want to change, you know. There's something broken inside me making me want to do that. Does that make sense? It's a painful step, but it's the right step towards accepting other people. Next one is play the grace game. Play the grace game. Allow God to make the changes. Allow God to make the changes. I've seen over the years, because I've been married 40 years now, where my wife Sally has played the grace game and allowed God to make the changes in me. She hasn't tried to nag me, manipulate me, lay guilt trips on me, pressure me, nag me. She's just committed things to God, lived her life, modelled it for me, and I've gone, Lord, I need to learn patience there and that. That's the way to go with your children. You know, if I'm being, this is my church, we're together, not my church, not, it's your church, it's we're together, we're family. Let me say something to you. I know of adult children who are still nagged by their parents about keeping their bedroom tidy or brushing their hair or what T-shirt to wear or what. Like, at what point are you going to just hand it all to God and say, you know what, you're an adult, you vote, you drive a car, you've got a job, I'm going to stop nagging about your bedroom. You know, I love you the way you are, I'm accepting you the way you are, and if your bedroom's untidy and your hair's frizzled and, does it matter? Does it really, really matter? Leave the change up to God. I'll tell you what, you'll be a lot less stressed, a lot less frustrated when you really rely on that. Does that make sense? Any parents in the room? Give me a yay to that? I don't think you're convinced of that. But the last one is take on God's acceptance. Take on God's acceptance. Why do I say that? Only accepted people can accept people. If you say to me, oh, you know, I love God and His grace is on me and that, but you just tolerate people with a Christian smile, I'm thinking, I don't really know whether you've got the accepting God bit, that He really loves you in all of your ugliness and your sin and the things inside of us that we, you know, we stuff up our lives. Who's ever stuffed up their life during the week? Yeah, He accepts us and loves us through that. That He actually embraces you in your ugliness and in that inner stuff and washes you with His love. I think that's mad. That's crazy. But when you walk in that and say, okay, I'm going to accept God's love, I'm going to accept it, you can't help but grow in accepting others. Does that make sense? Accept God's love. It's not about rules. It's about just saying, okay, He really accepts me. And the proof of that is the cross. Wow. How good's that? How good's that? Again, I just want to emphasise, there's very simple steps we've just outlined there. Don't get sucked in the old loads of simple 11 minutes of steps. They are really tough to follow, but they're the right steps. That's why Paul is so passionate when he's talking to the young church who he loved dearly. They listened to him because they knew that he had their best interests in heart. So the choice is up to you. Which game do you want to play? I'm so glad over the years that I've really wanted to change my game. Wow. Got a long way to go, but I'm so glad I wasn't stuck back there. I said, you know what? I want to grow. That's great. I want to change my game. I'm not responsible for your game. You're not responsible for my game. That takes a load of weight off me and for the leadership team, because we're here to encourage you, cheer you on, cry with you, laugh with you, support you. But your journey is your responsibility. Which game do you want to play? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. The grace gives us the capacity through the power of the Holy Spirit to change our game, to accept other people in a proactive way, to draw others into our heart, to embrace people and accept them and draw them in to your love. Oh, Lord, forgive us for the times we tolerate with a smile on our face, and just help us to walk in that the power of your Holy Spirit in the way that Paul challenges us to. We thank you so much in your precious name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from Gateway Family Church. We hope you join us again for another great message next week. For more information or to contact us, head to gateway.asn.au.